and members of the House of Commons, I thank you from my heart for your loyal addresses and for the words of devoted affection which you have used in speaking of myself, of the Queen, and of our family. Your presence here today, accompanied by the Prime Ministers of the Dominion of Canada, the Commonwealth of Australia, the Dominion of New Zealand, and the Union of South Africa, gives rise to many memories and many thoughts. The Mother of Parliament and her children, grown to full estate, stand now upon equal terms in common allegiance to the Crown. The unity of the British Empire is no longer expressed by the supremacy of the time-honored Parliament that sits here at Westminster.